what's hotter than a tater tot hot dish? It's the Ofer Fun Podcast, brought to you by Wombspa.
Welcome to the first episode of the Ofer Fun Podcast, a show where we discuss anything and everything with some patented Minnesota flair.
Sweet. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, John.
Hi, Teresa. How are you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm excellent.
Great.
This is our first podcast, if you haven't realized that yet, by how awful we are.
Very awful.
But before we, just get into these things, I think we need to have a discussion about an elephant in the room.
Yeah, I'm feeling kind of, awkward.
Yeah. So Caribou Coffee, a wonderful Minnesota company, has started selling merchandise with the phrase, "Oh, for fun" on it.
Yeah, boo.
Yeah. Now, just to clear things up, not saying they stole this from us, but we did start discussing this podcast like 2 years ago in a Caribou Coffee.
Fact.
Very true fact. And so again, not saying they stole it from us, but I'm just saying it was our idea.
We're just saying.
Just saying.
So, anywho, with that in mind, let's discuss what is the point of this? What have we spent the last 2 years doing? Basically talking about what we're going to talk about, and then not doing anything, and then doing a little, and then waiting, and then restarting.
A lot of procrastinating.
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's what we do best.
Yeah. Yeah.
But that's not a good podcast talking about procrastinating.
No, it's not. So, but basically we wanted to have some fun, and talk about Minnesota and just entertain people in these dark, dark times.
Yeah. So, Teresa, what do you hope to get out of this this podcast?
I think my hopes and dreams are to, we hear a lot about New York because it's great, and LA because it's great, and they have Hollywood, and New York has Broadway, and they're like the shining stars of the country. But in reality, I would like to see more acknowledgement of the glory that is Minnesota. It's we're more than the movie Fargo. We're more than, all these sort of trite things. And so, my goal is to really make us the next big important city that all the movies are going to be located in and all the songs are going to be about.
Yeah, particularly because Georgia sucks now.
It's kind of Alabama.
Alabama's pretty bad too.
It's pretty bad.
Well, so I've been listening to Conan O'Brien's podcast, which is really good. And I heard that they get something like 1 million downloads per episode.
Woo.
Yeah. So my hope for this show is that through the life of it, we get 1 million downloads.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So like if we do 1 million episodes, one download per episode.
Okay. Okay. Yeah. That's a lofty goal, but yeah. I like it.
And to achieve it, I guess I should tell you this now. I have put a hex on us.
Oh.
We are effectively immortal until we reach that goal.
Okay. Is that really a hex or more of a... I feel like a hex has a negative connotation. This feels more like a magical spell of delightfulness.
Well, I can't answer that because I just found the the how-to on the internet. It was a WikiHow.
Oh, okay, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know. So I wouldn't go testing it, but you never know.
Needless to say, we're good for a while.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
Don't go like jumping off buildings or anything, though. Trying to be Superman. So what do you want our listeners to get out of it?
Good question. I think there are so many media outlets for us to pay attention to, and obviously this is the newest one that should be paid attention to. So, I have to say that, but why would people pay attention to it? Because it's going to be more interactive than people are used to, which is, I think, kind of unique. I think we'll have a lot of participation points and even some opportunities for the audience to direct what happens.
Yeah, you can tell us what to do,
woo-hoo.
Like some sort of organ grinder with his monkey. So, what I want out of this is I want people to get what they deserve. That's That's it.
What do you think they deserve?
I don't know.
That's ominous.
It's subjective. You know, depends. It's their comeuppance. That's all I want.
Oh, okay. Whatever that means, yep. That's what you want.
It's a personal thing.
That's fair. Okay. That's very karmic of you. Is that a word? Karmic?
Yes.
Okay. Little background. So we're both from Minnesota.
Yep.
We both grew up in the Twin Cities area. And we know each other because my husband went to high school with you.
Yep.
And you were the best man in our wedding.
Yep.
Which was a lifetime ago, somehow. And yeah, here we are. Yep. What, 14-ish years later?
Yeah. And I like to think I gave top 10 best man speeches ever.
For sure. And importantly, I don't know why, but you served as our Joey for quite a while.
Oh, yeah.
Because you lived with us. And so that was delightful. Yeah. Yeah. So that's kind of where we came from. And we both enjoy writing and talking on microphones.
Yep. We go way back. So, Teresa, you kind of mentioned a little bit earlier that Minnesota doesn't get the love it deserves, you know, compared to some of the bigger cities like mm-hmm. New York and L.A. and Chicago and, mm-hmm. you know, Orlando,
mm-hmm.
I think. I don't know about
it. I didn't say Orlando, but yes.
It's got Disney World.
Right.
So there.
Yeah, I'm with you.
But anyway, Minnesotans, as you know, love talking about Minnesota, and we absolutely are thrilled whenever it's mentioned in national news.
It's true.
As long as it's for something good. Like that dentist thing with the lion, that wasn't good.
Not great. Michelle Bachmann, not great. But yes.
But otherwise, we love hearing our name.
Yeah.
And, you know, you mentioned about, like, we don't get the attention we deserve. I mean...
Now, this is true. And I have to say, this isn't just for Minnesotans. This is for all audiences. And I would say that that's true because we put out as a state many, many great things that really benefit the greater good. For example, we like to take credit for Jessica Biel, although she hasn't lived here since she was a wee little baby. So, you know, baby Jessica, not the one that fell down the well.
No, as far as we know, Miss Beale has never fallen down a well.
No, but she did. I think she was birthed in Minnesota. So.
Yeah, Ely, if I recall.
Yeah, yeah. So there are many things that pertain to the wider public, and it's not all going to be about Minnesota. But you know, we do have to represent, as they say.
Yeah, that's our real goal for this. Is we're hoping to become representatives of the Minnesota Tourism Board.
Right. And there's definite legitimate reasons why we feel we can do that. Because there was apparently, well, you know, consistently we are ranked one of the top places to live. What was the U.S. News report?
That's true. U.S. News World Report just came out with a list. We cracked the top 10.
Yeah.
Do you want to take a guess as to where?
Oh, top 10. I'm going to say we are third.
You nailed it.
Yes.
We are down from second. Last year we were second. So.
Okay, so who's beating us, just so I know?
Probably some stupid states.
Yeah.
Like, Washington.
Oh.
Yeah. I learned that they're just doomed because they got volcanoes all over the place and they're going to erupt soon.
Right.
And then New Hampshire.
Oh.
I've never been to either of those states, but I'm going to guess they're not better than us.
Okay. So, you know, why else do we feel like we're special and we're justified in doing this? I think, you know, the movie Fargo we mentioned earlier, you know, clearly there's a fascination there. I think everybody really kind of loves how quirky and cute we are.
We're more than the accent, though.
Yeah, I guess a little bit.
A little bit.
But, you know, with the accent, you know, we have certain things we like to say. We have certain activities that we're known for. For example, you know, we wear shorts in the spring when it's, what, 40 degrees?
Yeah, I'd say as long as the sun's out and it's above 35.
Yeah, it, not actively snowing probably.
Yeah.
And especially if you're on a college campus in the spring, you know, the girls sometimes bust out their straight up clubbing outfits at that temperature, because for us, it's just, it's spring. Like, it's not 20 below anymore.
Sweat suits and snowmobile suits for months.
Yep. We're done with that.
Yep.
So, you know, we're kind of quirky that way. And we also like to have, well, you know, what did they say at in Fargo? You betcha.
Yep.
People do say that. They really do.
Yeah. It's just not you betcha.
It's, yeah, right. It depends kind of on where in the state you are. You do hear a degree that varies between you betcha and, oh, you betcha.
Yeah. But going back to like the clothes thing though, I mean, so take this year, for example, I believe we had like a snowfall of a few inches in like April 20th.
Yeah.
And then.
Thanks, Prince, for foreseeing that.
Seriously. What do you have to say about crazy late season snowfall in Minnesota?
It happens. Sometimes it snows in April. You know, I feel like especially in the last several years, it happens at least once in April. And then, you know, other times there's random days in February that are 65 degrees.
That's right. We did have a week of 60 plus.
Yeah. We are kind of a place of extremes.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, okay. Other things we like to say, we're very demonstrative but in a very kind way. We like to be soft and comfortable. So, you know, I don't think you get a lot of like direct swearing at people or harsh expletives.
Yeah, not too often.
Not too often, but it's more like you're out on the street and you hear people yell like, "Hey neighbor, you know, what you doing?
Some weather we're having here."
Right? I just went to the doctor and Tom's right, I have gout, and let me tell you all my medications for that.
I don't want to hear them, but I'll sit here patiently and listen.
You're going to find out. Another thing we like to say is many variations on, "Oh, for Pete's sake," which you also hear. What else do you hear related to that?
Related? Oh, you know, it's akin to like "for crying out loud."
Yeah,
or,
"for crying out loud."
Sort of like "heavens to Betsy."
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just like a slight exclamation of disappointment.
Yeah, because we don't really feel much above that. We like to keep our emotions very, you know, reined in.
We're a plateau sort of people.
We are a plateau sort of people, unless we put you in the wood chipper.
That's true.
So anyways, let's, I think it's time for us to pay some imaginary bills. And so we'd like to leave you briefly with a few words from today's sponsor.
Womb Spa.
Are you one of the millions who wish they still had baby soft skin? Tired of looking wrinkled, saggy, and, well, tired? Beauty products and spa services have promised countless miracles, but only now is there a treatment that can actually deliver on that promise. Welcome to Womb Spa, the first aesthetic center where flawless skin like you see on Instagram becomes reality. How does it work? For a small financial commitment and just 9 months of your time, you'll be ventilated and placed in a medically induced coma, then submerged in a tank of our patented AmnioGel solution, where you can relax and rest assured that upon your revival, or rebirth as we like to call it, you'll have achieved epidermal perfection. No more filters for you. One happy customer says, "I just can't believe how fresh and baby soft my skin is. Yeah, it's a little invasive that strangers sometimes greet me by brushing their knuckles across my cheek now, but I look better than everyone I know. So yeah." We know that once your friends see the results, they'll have to experience Womb Spa for themselves. So through the month of June, we're offering a 10% discount to any client mentioning the Overfund podcast when they schedule a treatment. That's a savings of over $8,500. Call 1-800-AGE-LESS before all tanks are reserved. Womb Spa assumes no responsibility for infection, muscle atrophy, or job loss due to prolonged exposure to AmnioGel. Womb Spa suggests treatments are repeated every 10 years to maintain satisfaction and avoid aging at all costs, especially for women. 10% discount offer good through June 30th, 2019.
We mentioned Caribou Coffee earlier, so I think we need to go back and discuss them a little bit more in detail, and this will be done in a thing we like to call You're Welcome, Love Minnesota.
Yeah, so a little background on this type of a segment that we're going to be doing. This idea really belongs to a few friends of ours who, you know, as we were vacationing together once, we decided that we should celebrate Minnesota and all of the things that we've contributed to the world. And so we actually started a blog a while back. So this was me and my husband Joe and our friends the Pattersons and the Bensons. And we started this blog and called it You're Welcome, Love Minnesota. And it just was kind of a place to display all of the wonders that we've contributed. I think we had the Tilt-A-Whirl on there. I think we talked about Mars candy on there. So just that's a little taste of what's going to be coming up. So without further ado, let's do You're Welcome, Love Minnesota, edition number one.
Caribou Coffee was founded by native Minnesotan Kimberly and her husband, John Puckett, who is from some other place. While on a wilderness adventure in Alaska, the couple was inspired to do something greater with their lives than the corporate rat race they were participating in. The two were at the summit of Sable Mountain in Denali Park when they decided they wanted to build a company that would represent the sense of accomplishment they felt while climbing the mountain. And then it hit them. Coffee. And not just coffee, coffee. Coffee that would bring the mountain experience into local neighborhoods where customers could escape the daily grind with a different kind of daily grind. As the Pucketts, neither of whom are related to the late great Kirby Puckett, were descending the mountain, a herd of wild caribou, as opposed to the domesticated caribou that freely roamed Denali, could be seen off in the distance. It was the beauty and unceasing movement of these magnificent beasts that inspired a seemingly apt name for a soon-to-be-founded company that desired to grow rapidly while maintaining high quality. And in December of 1992, Caribou Coffee's doors were opened in Edina, Minnesota, and now there are caribous in 11 countries and 19 U.S. states, and it's owned by Germans. You're welcome. Love, Minnesota.
Heavens to Betsy, you know what? Iced latte sounds darn good. You know what else sounds good? Ending this episode. Also, finding us on Facebook, Twitter, and the Gram at O for Fun Podcast.
Yeah, and feel free to find us there and politely stalk us. Tell us some of your favorite Minnesotan things. You know, be Minnesota nice.
Be Minnesota nice.
In the most passive-aggressive way you can.
Please.
We have, we're sensitive people.
So for the next episode, we would actually like your participation. So if you find us and follow us, please tell us what the next subject of You're Welcome, Love Minnesota should be. What should we highlight? What are your favorite things about Minnesota? What have we given the world that we should celebrate?
And don't forget to, you know, rate and subscribe, whatever the podcast things you do that make us feel validated.
Mm-hmm, please.
Yes, please. Again, we're sensitive.
So I think that's all we will have for today.
Yeah.
And we thank you for maybe making it all the way through here. And on behalf of Beers and Teresa, we hope to see you next time. I mean, I say see, but I can't see you, so.
Ah, for Pete's sakes, you better sign up. Listen again.
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, do sure. It. So, anyways, see you guys later.
Bye.
That sounded a little like Pee Wee Herman, didn't it?
I don't know. Let's hear it again.
Let's see you later. Or like Kermit.
Like a combination
okay.
of the two.
Well, anyways, so I guess we'll just maybe make off for Pete's sake, like a segment.
Yeah, yeah. Segment. You
yeah.
know, like
yeah, that sounds kind of fun.
Like when you're standing in line to get some caribou coffee, and the person ahead of you is taking forever to place their order.
For Pete's sake.
Yeah, oh, for Pete's sake.
Or like when you're at the state fair and you're stuck behind a double stroller.
Oh, for Pete's sake. You know, you're at the bowling alley and they don't have your size shoe.
Oh.
Oh, for Pete's sake.
So many ways we could go with that.
A lot.